In Northwest News on KNKX, though the Dakota Access Pipeline is more than 1,000 miles away, many voices in the fight against it are local, and not just the protesters in the streets. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
It is a Seattle lawyer representing the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in the legal fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Jan Hasselman with Earth Justice says they'll push back against President Trump's order to push the pipeline through.
All the memo does, essentially, is say that the president likes pipelines and wants to get the process moving forward. It doesn't change the underlying law, which is that this project cannot go forward without a full and fair process and consideration of the tribe's treaty rights.
Earth Justice will sue if necessary to make sure that happens. They argue the federal government has a trust obligation to consult the tribes before using their land. Brian Cladisby, chairman of the local Swinomish tribe, is also president of the National Congress of American Indians. He says they're proudly standing with Standing Rock.
We cannot afford to go back to the days when tribal nations' voices were ignored and left with only the burdens and harms of development without our consent.
They're urging the Army Corps of Engineers to review its legal responsibilities to Indian tribes and to continue the full environmental review process that's already underway. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.